Hello, my name is Nicholas Padilla. I have with me here today, Peter. Peter, you said you were Polish, right?
Yes.
Do you speak the language?
As a matter of fact, I do. Polish was the first language I kind of like learned, because when I was born here, my parents moved here from Poland and they didn't really know how to speak very well English. So I grew up knowing Polish first and then learning English, which is funny right now because I could speak both languages pretty fluently.
Can you say a sentence in Polish, like a small sentence at least, to give us an understanding of how it sounds?
Sure. Okay, so what I'm going to say right now is, "Hi, how are you today? The weather is quite nice." So the translation in Polish would be, "Dzień dobry, jak wszystko? Pogoda jest teraz bardzo dobra."
That's actually really cool and sounds really interesting. So one of my question is, how has your language helped you socially?
So it actually helped me a lot, because when I was younger, like, I knew Polish, but I didn't think I would, like, really use it anywhere, you know? It's just, like, a language that's from my home country. And, of course, like, in the summer, I would go to my home country and I would, of course, speak it there to communicate with my friends and people like that. But over here, it really helped me when I got employed a couple years ago at my job. And I'm working with a bunch of people from my country. So they don't know English as well as I do. And mind you that when I was younger, I knew Polish first, so I had to learn English, and then I'm glad that I know both languages because now it's easier everywhere I go. For example, this one time I was at my job and the contractor came up to like my coworker and was talking to him about a blueprint that he was working on, and he looked at me to translate it for him. So I explained to the person that he wasn't very good English speaker, so whatever he was telling me in English, I translated it to Polish, and whatever he was telling him to Polish, I translated it to English, which comes in handy because it gets work done faster and more efficiently.
That's really nice. Next question. Has anyone ever mistook your language for a different language? Like, has anyone ever thought, like, you were speaking Polish and they're like, "Oh, you speak a different form of language"?
Oh yeah, I mean, like, all the time. All the time. I remember, like, people used to come up to me and, "Oh, you're speaking Russian?" And I'm just like, which, I'm not gonna lie, there are similarities in Russian, just like with German, but all these countries are in the same, you know, European/Asia region. So it's very tied in with together. It's kind of like when we were talking about in class last time with you know, like Spanish language, like how Dominican people sometimes only understand what Mexican people are saying because of the different accents and stuff. So like some words are very similar, but it can be misunderstood for like a different country very easily, because some of the words have double meaning and can be used in multiple terms.
To be honest, I have to agree with you that many people may confuse a different language for another one, all because of this being in the same region. So I do have to agree with you there. Another question. Have you ever had an accent with both your English and your Polish? Did you think like they ever come across each other at one point when you were speaking English? You sound like you were speaking Polish, or vice versa?
I mean, it doesn't happen often, but sometimes I do have a tendency of, like, when I'm talking a lot of Polish and then I just switch to English, like, you know, I have to, like, think about what I'm saying, but it's not, like, severe. I would say that I think I'm stronger in English than I am in Polish. Like, not by a lot, but I would say, but just like small stuff like accents and how to pronounce things in a very correct way. And but pretty much I'm pretty fluent in both languages.
All right, any final thoughts you want to say?
All I'm gonna say is that knowing two languages really helped me a lot in life. It's very helpful, and it's just also knowing how to read in both languages and write also helped me a lot, and get to meet new people and able to communicate without having someone to translate for me is really the key here.
thank you so much, Peter. It was nice having you. This has been this podcast. Thank you for listening, and bye.